So for those that don't know, Spring Game's on TV tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock BTN. Larry Putney, Amir Abdullah gonna be in the booth. Damon Benning roaming the sidelines, doing his thing. Damon usually, like, Damon's gonna have to be interested to see what warm clothing Damon's gonna be wearing. Cause usually you think Spring Game, sunshine, nope.
You think he's gonna pull out the shades? I think he has to.
Damon stays in shades.
Yeah,
I think Damon sleeps in shades. I think he tells his wife, "All right, honey, I'm going to bed," and he puts on the shades. That's what I think happens. So tomorrow, what, high of 55 in Lincoln? That's not terrible. That's not terrible. But so, you know, if you don't have tickets, you want to watch on TV, BTN, 1 o'clock, Amir, Larry Putney, Damon Benning on the call. Should be really, really, really fun to get a look at Scott Frost's crew in year two. I had a handful of people email me yesterday, be like, because you see yesterday Doc Sadler officially stepped down as the Southern Miss head basketball coach. It's looking like he is coming. He's heading to Lincoln to join Scott Frost's staff. And I think there are some people that are going, what is he doing? Why is he's a head coach in Conference USA. Like, why are you leaving being a head coach to come back to be an assistant coach where you were in a place that fired you, you know, 7-8 years ago? Like, there is a lot about that that is kind of odd, right? But I also think sometimes we forget that these coaches or these players, like, they're human beings that need to, like, live their life. And my guess is, first of all, I wouldn't be surprised if Doc Sadler's going to get a raise. I think he's, like, I mean, the pool, Matt Aldemasi, I think, got $350,000. Like, I think he'll get maybe a little bit more than that. And I bet that's maybe a slight raise from what he's making at Southern Miss as a head coach. So here's the thing to say out loud. He's going to get a raise, and he's going to have less responsibility. I think if I went to any place of work and I said, who here would like to have less on their plate, and we will pay you more money?
Nick, I would be out of here so quick. So quick.
And by the way, you're also going to, let's say this involved moving, and you're moving to a city that you love. So I'm offering you a pay increase, less stress and responsibility, and you get to move to a city that you really, really like more than the city you're currently at. You want to take that job? Yeah, I think a lot of you probably would, especially it depends also on, like, the state of where you're at in your life, too. Like, Doc has been a head coach. Some guys, I think, have been there, done that, and understand, like, they've been a head coach and they miss, they want to be around the game, but maybe don't want to deal with all the pressure and responsibility and everything that comes along with being a head coach. Like, I'm sorry, there's more on Greg McDermott's plate every day than there is on Paul Lusk's plate. There just is. There's more on Scott Frost's plate every day than there is Mario Verduzco's plate every day. There just is. There's more pressure on Greg McDermott day in and day out, game in and game out, than there is on Al Huss. Not say there's pressure don't exist or anything like that. I mean, it does. But when Creighton loses, I don't feel too many phone calls like, oh, I tell you what, this staff for Greg no, it's all Mac this, Mac that. That's how it goes. So I can understand. And, oh, by the way, I should have mentioned this thing. You're going to get probably a pay increase, less responsibility. You're going to go to a city you love, and you get to work with one of your best friends. A really good friend of yours. Like, when you put it that way, there's aspects of it that make sense. You're like, okay, yeah. And you're probably going to go to a more stable situation in terms of the next 5-7 years. Makes sense on the surface. It really does. All right. 2 hours of the books, one to go. Matt Schick coming up at 1:15. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter @NickBob, 402-951-1620. Game time.